Blog.
On What Stupid Is On The Air. IWS, exposing the stupid, 24/7 on the web, 45/2 on the radio. On With Stupid is on the air.
Madam J, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Map Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me to my right, a mere few hundred miles away, a man who always enjoys eating Skittles while wearing his hoodie, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, and welcome, everyone in our vast and diverse worldwide audience. Mattman, I am doing this show drug-free.
That's a good thing to hear. Yeah, and when you say drug-free, let our audience, who may not know what you mean by that.
Well, I've been drug-free for 36 hours now.
Wow.
I haven't. No allergy meds, no sinus meds, not even the sinus nasal spray, no ibuprofen, no Tylenol, nothing for 36 hours.
But you still have your NyQuil addiction, don't you? Which is separate from your, you know.
Well, that's just, you know, I mean, I just sip on that.
Yeah.
Through the evening.
Who doesn't?
That's like a little sipping whiskey right there.
That's right. Some early times.
Well, it's so tasty.
It is. And colorful.
Oh, yeah.
You sound better than you have in a couple of weeks. It's very nice.
I'm kind of surprised by that. But happily surprised.
Yes.
Pleasantly surprised.
Or as Bob Ross would say, it's a happy accident.
Yes, happy accident. We had a little bit of rain a few days ago. It kind of calmed the pollen count is only high instead of, oh my God, it's never been this high before, like it was for about a week. Summer is just in full force now out there. It's warm. It's humid. Chance for rain every single evening, you know, typical.
Yeah, we're back into our more typical spring pattern here. Yeah. 50s one day, 75 the next.
Yeah.
But nice, very nice.
Yeah, it's staying fairly warm in the evenings. At night, it's barely getting below 60 here, so.
And that's what makes the flowers and the pollen pop.
It sure does.
Yes, it does.
But anyway,
and if you'd like to call in with your horticulture or meteorological questions, you can do so at 661-244-9852. But
you can even call in and let us know if you can pronounce meteorological.
That's a tough one. Even on a Wednesday morning.
I know, but it's not just that's a tough word. You went for hortological and meteorological back to back.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And
yeah,
that's just not easy to do right there.
No, it's not.
Now, I'm sure our local bald weatherman couldn't do it. who, by the way, just 5 years ago was not bald. Just saying.
Poor fella.
It happened quickly for him.
Oh.
All right, so we got a few people in the chat room. One of them is a ghost.
Yeah.
She's headed to her accounting meeting.
Her alleged accounting meeting.
The mythical accounting meeting.
Of course, when you're delving and dealing with accounting, it's all alleged, pretty much.
Exactly. She's gone to cook the books.
That's right.
A little more.
And so, yeah, we have Dana. We got Vinny in there. And we got Average Chick.
Hola. And, of course, Mr. Vinny Bond in there, who you can catch every Monday night right here on Blog Talk Radio on Music on the Couch. Interviews with independent musical artists, a lot of blues music going on there. Good stuff.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Quality show.
Yes.
At a fair price.
As always.
Yeah. And, of course, I've got a big shout out I want to do here.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't imagine that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I want to send a happy birthday out to one of the great human beings on Earth. And I'm not exaggerating, people.
No.
My BFF, the wonderful, the beautiful, the sexy Warrior Cat.
Yes.
Who is probably celebrating her birthday at work.
Well, it only makes sense, you know. On your birthday, you should be delivering babies.
That's true. She delivered a baby yesterday. Baby didn't want to wait for the doctor. So she and I don't know what she called her, LSD nurse? No, LD nurse. I don't know exactly what that is. I'm not up on the terminology.
Well, maybe it stands for learning disability. I don't know. I'm just
doubtful. It's doubtful, but
speculating.
Yeah, I know that most nurses are specialized. You know, you got your blood nurse and your bedpan nurse and your
head nurse.
Yeah, that was coming. See, we had to. There we go. We had to find a way to sully a happy birthday shout out to one of the nicest. Most decent people on earth.
Uh-huh.
Like going there.
Oh, well.
Oh, and shout out to Miss Sweet Pea, who is listening.
Really?
Yes, she just tweeted that she's listening on her phone.
Oh, that's good. Well, shalom to her.
Shalom to Sweet Pea.
And I got one brief shout, unless, you know, you wanted to continue on with Warrior, because there's plenty to continue on upon.
Talk about her all day.
I know you can.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay.
Who do you want to hear a little shout out here?
Well, a little shout out to the Schmoopster who had a birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday to Schmoopalicious. She got a treat, didn't she?
She got a treat. Yeah, she got two treats.
Easy.
She turned 46 yesterday. I surreptitiously bought her a cake. And Mother Nature gave her a present too. And on her birthday, her basement began to flood. So there you go. And another shout to one of the best friends of this show. Adds a little class and adds a lot of sexiness to this show. And that would be one Ms. Tamra.
Oh, yeah. Not Tamara.
No. Which I called her that once or typed it in that way, and boy, did I hear about that.
I'll bet.
But Ms. Tamra, who was our Miss July 4th of 2011 last year, is now on a magazine cover, Internet Radio Daily, which
there you go.
You can see her on the cover on our Facebook page. Which you can see on her Facebook page. That struck me funny for some reason.
Actually, maybe we should ask her for 365 pictures.
Well, we could do that. But, oh, my God, she's smoking hot. Loves the show, and we love her.
Absolutely.
You can catch her magazine cover with us mentioned on it as well at facebook.com/IWS Radio, or go to our website at iwsradio.blogspot.com and click on the radio show tab.
There you go. And I tell you what, she is single-handedly changing my opinion of Memphis.
Well, someone had to do it. You knew it wouldn't be Vinny.
Well, exactly. All right, and I've got another little shout-out I'd like to toss out there.
By all means.
I want to give a shout-out to the young lady who was running the register at Aldi yesterday. Not because she's cute with blazing blue eyes, but, you know, she is. Not because she's competent and friendly, but she was very good at her job. I want to give her a shout-out because her name is Stormy.
Well.
And she is the only non-stripper I've ever met who named after a weather phenomenon. I just wanted to give her a little shout-out. Great name, Stormy.
Yeah, it
I
is.
Like it.
It was a great song, too. I believe it was Stormy. And I believe by the band called Classics 4. And don't tell me how I know that. It just popped into my head.
Just all the little useless information you have rattling around in there.
Oh, yeah. It's a great tune.
Yeah. You can remember that. You don't know where your keys are, but you can remember that.
I don't know where my notes for the show are.
All right. Hey, did you know that baseball season opened last night?
No, I didn't until this morning when it was told to me via the TV.
Yeah. If they opened the Major League season in Japan during the middle of the night in America,
mm-hmm.
and nobody pays any attention, did it really happen?
Exactly. And I say no because the result of that is that the Mariners, at least today, are allegedly in first place.
Exactly. So that's how you know how irrelevant it
right.
was to open the season in Japan. But anyway, good for them. Yay, another Major League Baseball season. And congratulations to Magic Johnson and his partners who have bought the Los Angeles Dodgers for $2
billion. Yeah. Bold move, bold move.
$2 billion. 1 year ago, the Cubs sold for $890 million. The Dodgers go for $2 billion.
And the Steinbrenner family is applauding.
Yes. But apparently that does include all of that land at Chavez Ravine.
Yes.
Which would be quite valuable land, I would think.
Well, you would think, but I would think anything that contains the name
Ravine. Normally, if you have a ravine in, you know, Bagwine, Redneckville, someplace like that, it's a place where, you know, people go and do illegal transactions. But
in
L.A.,
you were,
apparently, it's
if
one
you
of
were
the nicer
around here, if you were around here, they would just call it Chavez Ditch. It's a ditch.
And they wouldn't even call it Chavez.
Oh, God, no, not around here.
They'd call it Bubba Ditch.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Uh-huh.
So there's that. We're now almost 15 full minutes into the show. God.
I told you we had a lot of stuff to cover.
We do. All right, so I've got to bring this up. Pertaining to the Trayvon Martin situation.
Yes.
yesterday on Twitter, you know, sometimes people don't really pay much attention to the news and what's going on, and they come in a little late. And they say stupid things on Twitter.
Really?
And they, you know, and they have to be corrected. And then sometimes people say really, really, really crazy things. And I'm not going to say the name of this chick who said this because I don't follow her, and it wouldn't be fair to call her out on the
show. Oh, come on.
I can't remember who it was anyway.
Uh-huh.
I didn't write it down. Anyway, so she tweeted, and she had actually tweeted this at Doc Knowles, who then apparently retweeted it. And she said, why would race matter here? Zimmerman is half black and half Hispanic. Well, now, first of all, that's not true. He's not half black. He's white.
Right.
He's Hispanic. He's a white Hispanic.
Yes.
All right.
He's a
Hispanic. But then she says, and this is one of the great things I've ever seen anybody say on Twitter, how can you hate what you are?
It's easy for me. I do it every day.
I thought, you know, there are people who spend thousands and thousands of dollars in therapy to try to find out how they can hate who they are.
And so it goes. Oh, my God.
That was good stuff right there.
Well, and whoever did that, Jay?
Hi-yo! Well, I tell you what.
Yes.
Only a really good-looking blonde babe with a great rack could sit back and go, how can anyone hate what you are? Because it would never occur to her to hate what she is. Because, I mean, Scarlett Johansson would be saying, damn, you got a mighty fine rack there, lady.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Oh, Dana's back.
I'm so excited about that.
I didn't know she left, but she's back. Kidding, of course, kidding.
So what else is going
on,
Matt, man?
Well, you know, still with the Trayvon thing. Now it's becoming circus-like, you know. You got.
Oh, yeah.
Jesse Jackson had to show up.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to get out there and go, the preposterous, egregious, outrageous. You can't even understand the guy anymore. It's like he's become Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Then you got Al Sharpton. Well, as a kid, we come home, we eat blueberry pie. Mama's be at work. They make blueberry pie. We come home from school. They're still at work. I eat the blueberry pie. I got blueberry all over my face. Mom come home and say, did you eat that blueberry pie? I said, no, Mama. And I have blueberries all over my face. Now you got George Zimmerman. He's saying, no, I didn't kill Trayvon, but he got Trayvon's blueberries all over his face. Oh, my God.
Hi-yo! Oh, my God.
Hit the cough button.
And we want to acknowledge that that Geraldo apologized yesterday.
Yeah.
For his, well, in his own way. In his own way.
Special.
For those of you who don't know, Geraldo made the comment that the hoodie was as responsible for Trayvon being killed as George Zimmerman. Because, you know, people don't kill people, hoodies.
So. Hoodies kill people, yes.
Well, anyway, a lot of people took a little bit of offense to that.
I don't know why.
That clever. Yeah, even his own son said he was ashamed of his father after that. That's not the first time his son has said that, though, I'm sure.
No, I know.
But anyway, so yesterday he basically came out and said, sorry if I offended anyone by trying to save the lives of poor black and Hispanic kids. I'm sorry I was so brave and courageous, and my shining a light on the truth of this subject has offended you. By the way, my black friend agreed with me.
Was his black friend Joe Oliver, who's a close friend of George Zimmerman's, who knows absolutely nothing about him?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Newt Gingrich can't be that self-aggrandizing in a so-called apology.
Oh,
that was amazing. Yeah, well, it'd be close, wouldn't it?
Speaking of Newt, poor Newt, he's kind of on the skids. His campaign's, you know, getting a little black eye, getting a little thin in the fiduciary.
It's Newt's just kind of playing out the string now. Things are a little rough. He's quite a bit in debt. He's thinking about getting out, but, you know, he has his pride. And by pride, we mean price.
I was going to say ego.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, he's charging $50 to people who want their picture taken with them. That's
we charge $50, but it's for both of us. You get it's a 2-for-1 deal.
That's right. But I heard if things get even worse, Jay, for $100, you can get a blowjob from Callista. For $500,
oh God!
$500, you can get a blowjob from Newt.
Probably, it's not worth it.
I apologize. No, I don't.
No, you don't. No. Now, Mitt Romney was on the Tonight Show last night.
Yes. Well, yeah, I saw that.
You know, being the glamorous man with the rugged good looks like him, you know, the Tonight Show is the perfect place for him.
Oh yeah.
I didn't watch it. I know that he said something along the lines of he would eliminate pre-existing condition clauses only for people who previously had health insurance. Thanks for that. Seeing as how if you previously had health insurance, there isn't a pre-existing condition clause anyway.
And I'll tell you what, the old Mitster may have been on the Tonight Show, but a caller from area code 859 is now on with I'm With Stupid.
Oh, yeah.
859, you're with Stupid.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hola, sweet pea.
Yeah, I can't talk too loud. I'm in a closet at work. I was listening to your show and everything, and I had to call in. Stop laughing at me. I don't understand a lot of things, but, you know, I don't think that my conversation is basically for the show topic. I want to talk about the blog.
Yeah.
All right. That's
perfectly
fine.
What are y'all doing when it comes to the Asian and the Blonde blog? What's up with that?
These are the things that are foremost on Americans' minds. We like to stay topical, stay cutting edge.
They were at least foremost on our minds.
Okay, but the Asians outweigh the... Black chicks, And then you all get a blonde white chick with boobs bigger than, I don't know, I can't even describe, from dumb whoever. And what's up with this? I mean, what happened to the Jewish chicks?
Well, we'll get there.
We could always do a show, but here, I have to correct you on something. You just said that Asian chicks outweigh white chicks, and we know that's never going to happen.
No, that's what you all were saying. No. That's what you all were saying. I mean, I don't have a preference of when it comes to women, but what I'm saying is you just left everybody else out. The Asian chicks, I'm sorry if there's Asians listening, but they're like straight up and down. There's like not a curve anywhere.
Oh, I agree.
Well, you know what? There are a lot of Asians listening. But they're not.
Well, I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, I'm not sorry. But anyway, then you have the white chick, and the white chick is, like I said, she's very top heavy. What about getting just a woman that is proportional? Need I send in a pig for the Jewish people?
Wait, before we get to the Jewish people, could I just stop you right there? The white chick, I would just call her formidable.
No. That's called, you went a little bit too overboard with the breasts.
I would just like to say, Sweet Pea, that picture and that blog post was 100% done by Matt Mann, all on his own, and I had absolutely no input in it. Not that I would throw Matt under the bus like that, but I am.
But I just, I have to, because I went to the blog a couple times, and every time I got ready to post something, I was like, I can't do it because, of course, where am I at? I'm usually in the closet at work when I've got to get on my cell phone or something, like I am right now. But what I'm saying
is, you get good coverage in that closet, though. Good reception.
Yeah. Well, I am. I'm in my boss's office in his closet with all this paperwork and stuff. So, I hope he don't think I'm taking pictures or something of files. But other than that, what?
Going into closets in your boss's office.
Oh my gosh. No, it's called I'm Addicted to Your Show, so when I can listen to it, I hurry up and do it.
You've got to clip that audio right there, baby.
Oh, yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
Then I'm addicted. I'm addicted to you, too. But anyway, I'm
addicted to you, too, baby, let me tell you.
Hey, I'm hearing footprints. I've got to get pretty.
Man, I didn't know footprints were so loud.
Hey, guys, that's a blonde. Yeah, that's a blonde thing. Hearing something you're supposed to see. But anyway, just in case, I'm going to get caught. But anyway, we're going to get some pictures for the Jewish girl blog. I'm going to have to go take some pictures now.
Oh, God.
But anyway,
damn,
I got to go because I'm going to get
take
fired.
Take them in the closet. That'd be hot.
Okay, I have to bring some people in there with me when I do that. So, anyway, I'll talk to you all later in a great show, guys, as always.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Shalom.
Shalom.
Oh, yeah. She could hide out in my closet anytime.
Yeah.
I'd like to. Never mind. No. I'm going to keep it, respectable here. Respectful.
If her boss is female, man, she's one lucky chick when Sweet Pea comes out of the closet.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah, we may have to do we may have to celebrate the Jews.
Oh, we should. Especially at this time of year.
Absolutely. As we close in on the day that they killed Jesus.
Exactly. And we'll celebrate them, of course, right to left.
All right. Well, that was fun.
That was
She's always
great.
Fun.
That was good radio right there, baby.
Quality.
Yes.
All right. Well,
I'm sorry, Jay. I was readjusting.
You know what?
I was thinking of the closet pictures.
God, I know. I'm visualizing those.
And if it was her, she said she was in there with all the papers. Can you see her in there in a closet with other people and legal pads all around and highlighters?
Oh yeah.
You're going to put that paper clip where?
Now, you be careful wielding that stapler.
That's right.
You know what I think it's time for?
What?
Molotov mocktails.
Oh, yeah. The sensation that is taking over the internet.
Yeah, God, it's sweeping the tubes.
It is. You know, we take a snippet of, we cut out our Molotov mocktails this week, and we post them to our YouTube page at youtube.com/IWS radio. And judging by the tons of views and the high single digits, low double digits that we're getting, we're clearly just taking the internet by storm.
That's right. Baby steps, baby steps.
Anyway, I'll start off. Mitt will finally decide that he will actually talk about the U.S. soldier who is alleged to have murdered 17 Afghans and 9 of them children. And he'll show off his great sense of humor by saying, "I bet they were all wearing hoodies, weren't they?"
Also with Mitt, coming up, we have the, during the next few weeks, we have the Texas primary. And he'll be campaigning down in Texas. And like he did with Wolf Blitzer, and as he talked about how he watched the movie The Hunger Games over the weekend, and he said, "I even read the book." When he's campaigning in Houston around the Johnson Space Station, Space Center, he will say, "Not only did I see Spaceball the movies, I read the book."
Well, I'll tell you what else he's going to do, speaking of
Hunger What Games. Is he going to do?
And this one is way out in the future, but I didn't want to wait. The notoriously picky eater, President Romney, will again show off his awkward sense of humor while visiting Africa when he says, "Man, I am starving. I would so win Hunger Games right now." Hi-yo!
Ron Paul.
Famine, child soldiers. Anyway, go ahead. Yeah, Ron Paul.
Ron Paul, seeing the effectiveness of Newt Gingrich's $50 a photo fundraiser, will begin to charge donors $50 to change his adult diaper.
Hi-yo! Oh, God. That's nasty. And they'll probably do it too, those wackos.
Well, how can you not? He's such a little man. You just want to help him out.
Yeah. And like a little dog, he probably takes a little poop.
That's right. And then you pat him on the head and go away.
Or rub his nose in it.
Bad boy. Bad boy.
Well, of course, Mitt's about to wrap up the delegates that he needs for the nomination. And when he does that, he'll have to move hard back to the center rather than all the far-right stuff he's been discussing. And the first topic or issue that he will move back to the center on is being in favor of women's access to contraception. And he'll justify it by saying, look, my blind trust has a lot of investments in pharmaceutical companies, and I don't want them to lose profits. Hi-yo!
I have an autoerotic Molotov.
Ooh.
Throw out there, Jay.
Excellent.
I told you Sunday that I had sent a scathing email to Rhino's mom and thought maybe I'd get a response so we could use it on the website. Well, I didn't get one. However, I think here in the next week or two, the response I will get will be in the form of a sheriff's deputy handing me a summons to court.
Hi-yo! Well, now that will give you a lot of blogging material.
Oh, yeah. I'll take pictures, too. I know
yeah.
The sheriff. He'll let me.
And my last one for this week is at the five-year anniversary party for IWS Radio, coming up in a little over 2 years, 3 years, which will be held at Happy's Bar and Grill in Paducah, Kentucky, halfway between Bagwan and Redneckville. Dana won't be able to come because her underage boyfriend won't be able to get in.
Oh, shit.
Hi-oh!
Well, you know, I was going to say, Dana went to see the Hunger Games this past weekend, but she had to go alone because the movie was rated PG-13. So instead of her boyfriend, she had to take her son.
Too bad she doesn't come back and listen to the archives, because that's good stuff right there.
Well, she should because, you know, we could be helpful and let her know what she could put in her boyfriend's Easter basket this year. Time when they went to see the Lorax.
Yeah, probably so. And because he's always enjoyed when she read Dr. Seuss to him.
I'll tell you what. I just hope Dana doesn't have any health problems, because getting her boyfriend in and out of that booster seat could... Where's the back?
Hi-yo!
This could have been that could have been one entire show.
It could be. In fact...
In fact, it may be.
It might have to be. If we could get both Dana and Mike, yet another Mike.
Yes, boy.
To come on and they can talk about the difficulties of a. Well, it's really not even a May December. It's more like a February December relationship.
Oh, man. It's more like Hey, dang,
she
it's
can
more
take
like
her son.
It's more like the Enlightenment and Industrial Revolution relationship.
She can take both her son and her boyfriend to the county fair this summer and get them both in for children's price.
That's right.
She buys them both a Happy Meal on her way home from work. Oh, God, we're horrible. Right, luckily, Dana's not sensitive about this at all.
No.
Because if she had ever said that she was a bit sensitive about it, we would have been ruthless.
You know, the worst thing is, if she has to go out to the grocery and those two are together, she still has to hire a babysitter.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm better now.
Okay. Anyway, that was a quality Molotov mocktail segment there.
Yes, it was.
Whew. And here, with only about 3 minutes left, I want to send another little shout-out to my very good friend, Little Miss Sunshine, Jeanette,
yeah.
Who has been very, very sick the last
few
days.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, she's had the flu or something like that, really puking and just generally sick and has been in bed for a few days now, so shout out to her.
There you
Hope
go.
She's getting better.
Yes.
So, all right.
All right.
There we go.
Fantastic show. What are we gonna do coming up this Sunday?
Well, I don't know. I mean, Sunday's April Fool's Day, but
yes, it is. Which is right in our wheelhouse.
Yeah, normally, but not a fan. I'm not a fan of April Fool's Day. Well, I mean, it's okay if I read about April Fool's pranks played on other people.
Yes.
April Fool's pranks played on me, not so funny.
Not so funny.
Yeah. So, and of course, don't forget, folks, you can check out what we're pontificating about on a daily basis at iwsradio.blogspot.com.
Yes, like today, you got some future employment ideas for Newt.
Yeah. Last 2 days, we've had a major highbrow discussion about Asian women and white women.
Mm-hmm. As Sweet Pea brought up, it's almost a schism, Jay. It's a schism.
Almost. So, yeah, good stuff there. And I guess you'll post for tomorrow, Matt?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it'll be scintillating.
Yep, I'm sure. Then I'll do something for Friday, and I'll do the Matt Said, Jay Said on Saturday, which is
really?
Another internet sensation.
Oh, yes.
And then you can do the Babe of the Week.
I'll do the Babe of the Week.
All right.
Maybe it'll be a Jewish girl.
Maybe.
Or maybe we'll just go to our go-to gal, Ms. Tamara.
Yeah, maybe.
Cool.
Tamara Jewish? Probably not.
No.
No, that's too bad.
Yeah, well.
Well, anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Anything
All right,
you want
good crowd.
Need in the last 40 seconds here?
I got nothing other than it was a good crowd, nice phone call, good
yeah,
participation cool. by Tamara and a lot of other people this week. Just
yep.
all around good stuff right now.
Yeah. All righty. Another happy birthday to Miss Cat.
Of course.
And a happy birthday to the Schmoopster.
The Schmoopster.
All right. That's it.
That's it, Jay. I will see you soon.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.
Yep. Thanks.